In Washington, a final Senate vote could come as soon as today on former Fox News host Pete Hegseth's nomination for Defense Secretary. Hegseth cleared yesterday's procedural vote in the Senate, despite opposition from all of the Democrats and two Republicans, Maine's Susan Collins and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski.
The Trump administration's begun carrying out the president's directives on undocumented immigrants. CBS New York's Ali Bauman says they arrested several people working at a store in Newark, New Jersey. She spoke to the owner.
Do you think that this is going to deter your other employees from showing up to work?
Yes, exactly. That's the question. That's not really helping my business, obviously. Or any business.
The Kremlin says Vladimir Putin is ready to talk to President Trump by phone. He's just waiting for word from Washington on when. Yesterday, Mr. Trump said he wanted to meet with the Russian leader as soon as possible in an effort to end the war with Ukraine. In the Middle East, the second phase of a hostage swap is scheduled to take place tomorrow as part of the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Correspondent Remy Innocencio reports from Tel Aviv.
Hamas is expected to hand over the names of four more Israeli hostages any time now. A Hamas official says all four will be female soldiers and would be swapped for 200 Palestinian detainees and prisoners.
S&P futures are down 8. How much do you have stashed away for a rainy day?
Money is a problem for many Americans facing an emergency, according to Bankrate. A new report finds almost 60% of those surveyed don't have enough to cover an unexpected $1,000 expense.
CBS's Wendy Gillette. The crowd booed as Novak Djokovic stopped playing mid-match in his men's semifinal against Alexander Zverev at the Australian Open when he hurt his leg on ESPN.
We could see him laboring, but I don't think we really knew how much he really was suffering out here.
Will the 37-year-old come back to play again down under?
I don't know. There is a chance. Who knows? I'll just have to see how the season goes.
Dow futures are off 41. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a move to enhance downtown safety and community engagement, Racine's Common Council has okayed a downtown cop house. It'll go in at 434 Main. The initiative is getting money through S.C. Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation and will serve as a hub for both law enforcement and social services downtown. The facility is expected to open its doors in March. It's $1 million cash bond for the suspect in a fatal Racine County jail attack. In court yesterday, prosecutors called what happened New Year's Eve a brutal, deadly assault. Devontae Caraway was in the lockup for attempted homicide. He's now added a homicide charge for the assault. The incident, which reportedly lasted 47 seconds, went unnoticed by jail staff for over 20 minutes. Joseph Lee didn't die right away. He passed a few days later in the hospital. There's another hearing for Caraway next week. Racine kids will be better connected. The Racine County Eye has a story today about the Racine Common Council approving a program aimed at bridging the digital divide. This week, the council voted to spend just over $500,000 in Public Service Commission funds. That money will be used to provide free laptops and long-term technical support to 460 low-income households. Funded entirely through a state grant, the initiative will offer 7 years of technical support, training, and replacement devices to families without reliable technology. You can go more in-depth with that story at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks turned down the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat by nearly 30 points, 129-96. Miami suspending former Marquette star Jimmy Butler for missing the team flight to Milwaukee. Butler in a contract dispute with the Heat. Doc Rivers asked if he was surprised about the situation.
No, I don't know if I'm surprised or not. I just hope they find a way through it. I've been through these things before. You know, I was in Philly with Ben Simmons and all that. It's no fun for anyone.
NFL, two players from Wisconsin, among those to be named NFL Defensive Player of the Year, the Steelers' T.J. Watt from Pewaukee, and Eagles linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer.
That's really cool, really special. Honestly, not even on the spectrum of a goal of mine. I really just try to be the best player I can be and try to maximize my potential and my ability. It's a lot of credit to the guys up front and the guys on this team for aiding in my success.
That's Zach Bond. The Eagles host the Commanders Sunday at 2 for the NFC title with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 20, wind chills around zero. For tonight, some flurries or light snow showers, lows around 16. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs to the mid-30s. Sunny and 28 on Sunday. Monday, breezy and highs near 40. Currently, one above.
Thank you for coming to this show, by the way. I really do appreciate you coming to a thing because you didn't have to. And it's really easy not to go to things. It is so much easier not to do things than to do them. That you would do anything is totally remarkable. Percentage-wise, it is 100% easier not to do things than to do them. And so much fun not to do them, especially when you were supposed to do them. In terms of, like, instant relief, canceling plans is like heroin. It is an amazing feeling. Such instant joy. Kids don't like that. Kids always want to do stuff. Kids get angry. They go, "Oh, we didn't do anything all day." If you ever ask an adult what they did over the weekend and they say they didn't do anything, their faces light up. You're like, "What'd you do this weekend?" I did nothing. I did nothing at all. Did we do anything? No, I didn't do anything.
The Look of Love, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 7:08 this morning. Good morning on a Friday. We've got Brett Hoppen from Marcus Theaters coming in at 7:35 this morning, talking about movies, including the Academy Award noms. Also at 8:35 this morning, we'll talk about the high school basketball game of the week coming up. And at 8:50 this morning, we'll talk sports in general with Mike Clemens. So that's what's coming up the rest of the morning here at WRJN. Well, a new survey asked Americans if they'd prefer a job they love or a high-paying job. What do you think? 66%, about two-thirds, said they'd rather have a fun job than a high-paying job. I agree. I've turned down lots of money for jobs, and I didn't want to go there because the radio station I worked at, they loved me there. I found love and acceptance. So I stayed there. Oh, I look back. What a mistake. 7:09 local news. Timeless hits.
He's a real nowhere man sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere.
Yellow Submarine. Remember the Yellow Man? Remember the Nowhere Man from the movie? It was kind of sad. That's the saddest part of the movie. All right. A family wanted to order 20 McDonald's chicken nuggets, but due to a DoorDash snafu, 200 nuggets were delivered. Now, the question was, did they have to pay for that? Or, I mean, you didn't order it. It's like when you order, like a gift comes through the mail, but it's not what you ordered. You get to keep it. Did they get to keep the 200 nuggets? Huh. Stevie Wonder, For Once in My Life. Local news, Tamla's Hits here.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of. Before I do, oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone.
Sits at WRJN with Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life, 7:15. Looking for increasing cloud cover today with a high near 21. Slight chance of snow tonight. A slight chance, don't worry. Otherwise, cloudy, lows around 18. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 35. The big melt is coming. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 27. A single degree right now and clear at Radio Park. Well, some guy rigged his Nintendo Switch with motion tracking software so his pet fish could play video games. And while he wasn't watching, they committed credit card fraud. The game crashed, but while his computer was still running, they stole $4 from him, bought a new avatar, and changed his username to a bunch of gibberish. He eventually saw what was happening 7 hours later, reached out to Nintendo to explain what happened. They actually reversed the $4 charge for him. You mean they actually believe that about the fish? I don't know if I would have believed that story. Here's Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We are hitting the height of award season buzz. The granddaddy of them all, the Academy Awards, are right around the corner, and the nominations are officially out. Let's start off in the category everyone is on pins and needles about, Best Sound. Just kidding. There's pretty much something for everyone, as 10 films from several genres have been recognized in the Best Picture category. Leading the nominations this year is the foreign film Emilia Perez with 13 nominations. The musical tells the story of a drug kingpin struggling with gender-affirming issues. Close behind Emilia were The Brutalist and Wicked with 10 nominations apiece. Conclave and A Complete Unknown also made an impressive showing with 8 noms each. Rounding out the nominees in the Best Picture category were independent films Nickel Boys, Anora, The Substance, I'm Still Here, and the blockbuster Dune 2. There is your list of movies to check out before March 2. You have 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
Silhouettes, local news, timeless hits to WRJN. And you've been waiting for details on how to win Herman's Hermits tickets. Also, tickets to the association. They're playing on the same bill together. Here's the deal. Dan Marcus had a great conversation with Peter Noon of the Herman's Hermits. Next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, he's going to play a segment each day about 10:45 in the morning. Remember what you heard, because later in the day at about 3:45-ish, Kurt Bowman will ask you about the topic of the earlier interview. The first person to call in and recall gets the tickets. Details and rules are available online at WRJN.com. How can I win those tickets? Maybe if I disguise my voice. Was I thinking that, or was I saying that? I just meant to think it. I didn't mean to say it. It's 7:23 at WRJN. Another sad day night, but I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Yeah. Another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Sam Cooke, another Saturday night. Cat Stevens also had a cover version of that song, which is pretty good. 7:25 at WRJN, the temperature -1. We're going in the wrong direction. It was 1 degree about a half hour ago. Now it's -1. Okay, what are you going to do? This is really odd but true. Cannibalism is illegal in Idaho and has a maximum sentence of 14 years unless you had no choice under extreme life-threatening conditions as the only apparent means of survival. You can eat the person next to you. So that would be okay. Wow. Remind me not to do anything in Idaho during extreme conditions. All right. It's time for Paul Harvey now.
Now, the rest of the story. Among fellow journalists, foreign correspondent Georgie Ann Geyer is a much respected colleague. In 1970, she was a stranger in paradise. It was her first visit to the Galapagos Islands, and Georgie Ann was enchanted by their beauty. But there was something about the Galapagos even more fascinating than their topographical splendor, the fact that the animals on those islands, 600 miles west of Ecuador, had no apparent fear of people. Exotic birds would perch cheerfully on tourists' shoulders. Iguanas calmly ate out of their hands. Sea lions frolicked and swam with them in the placid lagoons. These creatures of the Galapagos had never known humans as predators, and consequently, they were not treated as such. But Georgie Ann felt as though somehow she'd been transported to the original Eden, to a tiny corner of the world which was as the rest of the world was intended to be. Ms. Geyer had been told what to expect, and yet she was unprepared for her emotional reaction, for the sheer exhilaration of communing with other beings on such an intimate level. The animal's trust was extraordinary. As Georgie Ann strolled the beaches, birds would stroll alongside her or actually land on her head for a ride. She petted the friendly iguanas. She swam with the baby sea lions. For 3 days, she lived as close to heaven as earth can bring one. But this is the rest of the story. There are 13 islands in the Galapagos chain, and on the fourth day of Georgie Ann's vacation, she visited beautiful James Island. It was a geographically diverse place. Some areas were lush with tropical foliage, others were gray and forbidden and laden with lava rock. The beaches of James Island were among the most stunning and picturesque anywhere, and animal life was plentiful. There were masses of marine iguanas and crabs and pelicans and penguins and flamingos, and yet, perhaps the most celebrated animal resident of James Island were the furred sea lions, which languished amid the spectacular black lava formations on the west coast. When Ms. Geyer arrived, she and a young American scientist from a local research station went out to visit the sea lions. And yet, much to the journalist's surprise and disappointment, when the great creature saw her coming, they fled in apparent terror. Georgie Ann turned to her companion. Why, she asked, were these animals afraid while similar ones on the other island were not? Well, the scientist hesitated as though he would have preferred not to answer. James Island, he explained, was the only one on which hunting had been permitted. And while hunting was now outlawed, the animals were still gun-shy. Well, foreign correspondent Georgie Ann Geyer has been all over the globe, and she's heard a lot, and yet nothing so indelibly etched in her memory as what you're about to learn. Somehow, some way, on that island east of Eden, the animals we used to call dumb know so much and remember more. In generation to generation communication that nobody really understands, the creatures of James Island have passed along information, a permanent warning for their mutual benefit. For the animals of the Galapagos flee from people only on James Island, even though hunting is strictly forbidden there. But on that one island, they somehow recall the hunters who were there. 200 years ago? And now you know the rest of the story.
And for another rest of the story, 12:05 this afternoon with Dan Marcus. He'll have one for you to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Skip us a call during regular business hours. 262-634-3311. 262-634-3311. It's exactly 7:30.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police were searching for two suspects who ran off after a shooting last night. Initial reports indicate one person was treated for a gunshot wound to the back. It happened at just after 9 last night near North Memorial and Albert. We're working on learning more.
A search is still underway for an 18-year-old Kenosha woman. Police say Kayla Rose Sobzak has a history of mental health disorders and has been missing for over a month. She's described as a mixed-race female, 5'3", 175 pounds, with brown eyes and black curly hair. She was last seen December 17th near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Anyone with info should call Kenosha Police. A Racine man has admitted his involvement in a swatting operation that targeted Ring doorbell camera owners across the country. The feds say back in November of 2020, Kaya Nelson placed hoax emergency calls to 911 and live-streamed the police response on social media. The week-long spree saw Nelson and his co-conspirators get access to victims' Yahoo email accounts and their linked Ring devices. Nelson faces a potential sentence of 15 years in federal prison. They'll be coming from miles around to the Buc-ee's. The announcement yesterday about the massive convenience store and gas station coming to Oak Creek has garnered a lot of talk. It'll be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest, with plans for a different location in DeForest in a holding pattern. The 74,000-square-foot facility would go up on the southwest part of I-94 and Elm Road. That's just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. There are still lots of hurdles for the project, with the first of several public hearings next week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Boy, lots of different elements lately influencing our dairy prices, including policy. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and of course in America's Dairyland, we pay a lot of attention to what's going on in dairy. Katie Burgess, one of the broker analysts with EverAg, says it's not just outside forces like global exports that are pressuring our dairy prices. You also have to keep an eye on domestic policies and things like federal milk marketing order reform that could impact Class 3 prices we depend on here in Wisconsin.
Yesterday, we saw the market continue to fall. Spot cheese prices now at the lowest level since mid-December. And with that, it's led to a lot of volatility in Class 3 milk prices as well. I mean, for instance, earlier this month, February milk was up above $21. Yesterday, it was getting pretty close to $19. So the market's been making some big swings. I think part of that is, as we get into the new year, there is cheese out there. And with new cheese plants coming online, we're going to be making more. And so that took a market that was a little bit fired up to start the year, and it's simmering out.
Katie Burgess, one of the dairy specialists with EverAg, she said, you have to remember, though, we still have the Super Bowl. A lot of cheese consumed on that one day alone. And in fact, yesterday, cheese prices did rally a little bit in Chicago. I've got your numbers next.
Make the best of wintertime fun at the 4th Annual Sun Prairie Frozen Fest, January 29th through February 2nd, presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy a variety of winter activities like the puzzle contest, cardboard sled classic, winter beer garden, bonfire, hibernation hustle 5K, pancake breakfast, and the 77th Annual Groundhog Day Prognostication. For more about Frozen Fest, log on to cityofsunprairie.com.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to six locations. Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat. One tough animal. All right, as I said yesterday, in Chicago, barrel cheese was up a penny at 182. 40-pound block cheese, 4.5 higher at 182, while AA butter dropped a penny to 251 and a quarter. February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese was up 18 cents at 1915. March up a penny at 1902 on the dairy complex. March corn was up a nickel and a half at 489 and three quarters. December new crop up nearly a nickel at 464 and a quarter. March soybeans were up 9.5, 1065 and a half, with November up 6.5. 10:53 and a quarter. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 20, wind chills around zero. For tonight, some flurries or light snow showers, lows around 16. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs to the mid-30s. Sunny and 28 on Sunday, Monday, breezy and highs near 40.
Right now, it's zero. 3 weeks ago, I took a Spirit Airlines flight. I know, I don't want to brag up top, but you're like, John, I was on a Spirit Airlines flight, and there was like a medical emergency. You know what they come on, they're like, ah, is there a doctor on board? And everybody was panicking, and I was just like... I go, there's no doctor on a Spirit Airlines flight. I go, you know where the doctors are? On Delta, okay? It was an emergency. People were panicking. They kept lowering the standards. Like, is there a nurse on board? I go, there's no medical professional on this flight. This ticket costs $40. We're all unemployed, okay? They just came back on a second later. Has anyone dropped out of nursing school? Has anyone seen Grey's Anatomy? Like, this girl's like, I was a nurse for Halloween. We're like, well, get in here and help us out.
Let's say hello to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Dan.
Before we get to anything, we've been hearing this in the news a lot, especially here on WRJN. It's been on our website. Major League is playing at the Marcus Renaissance Theater. Is it playing at any other Marcus Theaters?
Yes, it's playing at most of them in Wisconsin, or a variety of them in Wisconsin. So you can go check out the movie Major League. And, of course, we're honoring the tremendous life of Bob Uecker as the voice of the Brewers. So you can go check out Major League this week. It's playing through Thursday. It's playing at select showtimes. And we've got a couple special things. One is admission is $5.40, and that's in honor of Bob's 54 years as the voice of the Brewers. And also a portion of the ticket proceeds are going to the Brewers Community Foundation. So great remembrance of Bob, and just one good movie to watch with some people.
Now, if you watch carefully, when Bob Uecker is doing his broadcasts, look behind him and one person to the right. There are two people behind him. The one person to the right, his name is Gene Butterfield. He was one of my best friends in radio. He was our chief engineer here at WRJN. And when I saw him on the screen, I said, you know, you're unconvincing playing yourself in this movie. Actually, he just sat there. But he was our chief engineer. He played an engineer in the movie Major League. Very good movie. Charlie Sheen stars as Wild Thing. And it's really strange because it takes place, it's about the Cleveland Indians, but they didn't film it in Cleveland. They filmed it at the Old County Stadium, which, you know, okay. But if you watch the film... When you watch the movie, all the Milwaukee businesses are around the stadium. They're still there. They still have the Milwaukee radio stations posted and everything. And this is one of those things that I guess nobody questioned. Okay. We got Major League playing at all theaters around the state, Marcus Theaters, in honor of Bob Uecker. But we also have some other movies, two new movies opening up this week. And one of them I really want to see. I like these airplane movies, Airplanes in Peril, for some reason. That's why I don't fly, because they're always in peril. Let's talk about this movie, Flight Risk.
Yeah, it's Flight Risk. It's rated R. It's an action drama thriller. And this movie takes place on a small plane. And this one happens to be occupied by three people. And they're played by Mark Wahlberg, Topher Grace, and Michelle Dockery. And a pilot, who's Mark Wahlberg, he's transporting an air marshal and a fugitive. And the fugitive is played by Topher Grace to a trial. And to get there, they have to cross Alaska. Well, while they're up in the air and while they're soaring above the land, something is not right, and things are not what they seem. So this one's very interesting. It's a great, it would be a great play, actually, to work itself out. But there's a lot of tension while they're up there in the air. As you can imagine, it's Flight Risk, it's rated R, and it was directed by Mel Gibson.
Now, I remember Con Air, which had a similar type of thing, danger in the air, with a bunch of convicts on it. But I remember watching all the airplane movies of the 1970s. Remember, there were a slew of them. There was Airport, there was Airport Concord, there was Airport 72, there was Airport Underwater. Remember all those airport movies they had? And they really made you nervous to fly after a while. And if you watch the original Airport, the mad bomber on the plane was from Milwaukee. So there you go. All right, we got another movie opening up. It's a little different. What is it?
Yeah, this is called Brave the Dark. It's from Angel Studios that put out Sound of Freedom. They put off Bonhoeffer, which was out this last Thanksgiving. So this is a studio that typically releases inspirational movies, a lot of them having faith-based themes. And this one's a PG-13 drama. It's called Brave the Dark. It's about a high school student who has a troubled past, and luckily his drama teacher befriends him and puts him out, actually bails him out of jail, and kind of helps him deal with some of the elements of his past. So really great inspirational movie from Angel Studios, and that's Brave the Dark.
We've seen all their movies. They're very well put together. And I keep forgetting the name of the film. It was about foster children. And it was the name of a town in Mississippi, I think. And I can't remember. It began with a P. I can't. But it was excellent, excellent movie. And Bonhoeffer was very good, too. We just saw that recently as well. All right. The Academy Award nominations are out, as well as the Razzie nominations. We'll talk about both. Let's start off with the Academy Award nominations. They used to allow 5 movies to be nominated for Best Picture. Now they allow up to 10. That doesn't have to be 10. It could be up to 10 because when they did 5, nobody ever heard of the 5 movies. I mean, we're going to get some movies here people heard of. And so they upped it. So let's go over the Best Picture nominees. And I've seen 2 of them. I've heard of a couple more. Some I've never heard of before. And let's talk about them. They're all in alphabetical order, by the way. That's how they put them out. So let's talk about it. And top of the list in alphabetical order is what?
Sure. Well, those are the best pictures. The top of the list is Anora. We've talked about that on this program. Anora is a comedy. It's an R-rated comedy. It's directed by Sean Baker. And it's a movie about a woman who happens to be a street worker who falls in love and quickly marries a son of a Russian billionaire oligarch out in Russia. And, of course, they have issues with that. But the movie's very funny. It's a comedy. It's rated R. It's very original. It was released by Neon Studios. And some are saying that this has a chance to be the best picture. Of course, I think they were looking for a little better showing at the Golden Globes. But Anora is definitely in the running for best picture.
You don't think the voters who vote for these pictures in the Academy, you don't think they really do that. Well, it didn't do well at the Golden Globes, so I'll cross it off my list. They don't really do that, do they?
Well, I think it's all about momentum, and they're people, too. So they're the voters in the Academy are watching everything we are. They're watching other award shows. They're seeing things. And they're influenced by what goes on them around them as well by the time they turn in that final ballot a couple weeks before the actual ceremony.
Okay, our next movie is one you picked to go all the way, The Brutalist.
That's right, The Brutalist, 3.5 hours runtime, actually, over that. It's got an intermission in the middle of it. This one is being talked about because Adrian Brody's performance is just spot on. It's tremendous. It's about an architect that comes over to the United States kind of mid-century, and it's all about the brutalist architecture movement. And great cast, great roles. Great cinematography, great story. This one is original, and I think the neatest thing about this one being released by A24 Pictures is the fact that it's a different movie. And I think what they did, one of their best decisions, was to put that intermission because as you watch it, you actually need that time in the middle to kind of digest and reset yourself. So I think that's a great idea that they did with the intermission. Brutalist, right now, it's probably 50-50. To win the Oscar.
Oh, and that intermission. You know what other things people can do? Go to the snack bar. All right. But that has nothing to do with it. Okay. Our next one up is a picture I saw, and my wife and I loved it. A Complete Unknown.
Oh, great film. Timothée Chalamet. We saw him as Wonka. We knew he was going to be good. Here he is. He's a young Bob Dylan from the 1960s. This is really up-and-coming Bob Dylan in New York during the 1960s. So it's a really neat film, fabulously done, a complete unknown. It was put out by Fox Searchlight, that's a division of Disney. And you've seen it, I've seen it. Everyone seems to like it. I think this one would be a dark horse, though, in terms of scope to win Best Picture, but certainly deserves to be in there. And I think in other years it may have had a better shot, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, next film got rave reviews. People are really loving this movie, but it didn't play long in theaters. Ralph Fiennes in Conclave.
That's right. He plays, Ralph Fiennes plays the person that's helping the Vatican and the cardinals gather to elect a new pope. And while he's there, he figures out there's more than meets the eye to what's going on here with this situation. It also starred John Lithgow and Stanley Tucci. And this is neat. It's a PG thriller. It's not often you see a movie being released that's PG and being a thriller. This one is. It is absolutely excellent. So when this comes back around and people are bringing back the Oscar-nominated films, go see this movie, Conclave. It is tremendous. And in fact, the director, Edward Berger, everyone is raving about what he did on this film. Unfortunately, he didn't make one of the top five directors. He was not nominated for Best Director. So this is the case of, you've got a movie that was tremendous. It was nominated for Best Picture, but unfortunately, you can only nominate five directors, and he was not nominated for the directing gig.
Okay, that's four of the films. We have the rest of them, six more to talk about in just a moment with Brett Hoffman and Marcus Theaters. Right now, it's 7:46 at WRJN.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at a regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. Beautiful. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
We're talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. We're going over the Academy Award nominations for Best Picture. There are 10 of them. You can have up to 10, but they actually did 10 of them, which is really weird that they put the whole list up there. All right. So so far we had Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, and we're up to Dune Part 2. Was this really a good movie? I don't watch these kind of movies, but was it really good?
This was a tremendous movie, and the neatest thing about this one is it actually made more money than Dune Part 1, the first one. Now, the first one was kind of released just a little after the COVID situation and people were coming back. This is a visual spectacular on screen. It is amazing to watch. It has got great performances. Timothée Chalamet, who we just talked about, who's in A Complete Unknown, this is another movie he's in that got nominated. And it also had Zendaya, Florence Pugh, Austin Butler. It had a ton of people in this movie. Denis Villeneuve directed just a spectacular kind of sci-fi movie based upon the original book. Go check it out if you haven't seen it. It is great. And this is one that you really want to see on the big screen because just the sweeping landscapes of the planets and other things that are going on in space and on this particular colonized planet that they're on look absolutely tremendous. So Dune Part 2, I love that they put it in there. I think it might win some of the technical awards. I don't think it's going to win for Best Picture, though. However, it certainly would deserve it if it did.
All right, here's a movie that you won't see on the big screen, Emilia Perez.
That's Emilia Perez. It's being released by Netflix. It's on Netflix. Don, you and I have talked about this. I really feel that, you know, to go to the Oscars and win, a movie should be a real widespread
threat. That's what I said.
And that's just my personal opinion.
This did have a qualifying run
where it needed to be on screens. However, it didn't play in most markets across the country. And when you look at this, there are great performances being turned in here by Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez. The movie is about a drug lord in Mexico who actually fakes his death and then undergoes a transition surgery to form a new identity. It's not originally in English, and it is a musical. So when you get to watch that, there are a lot of different elements in there, and that's Emilia Perez. Now, this one won the Golden Globe. So we'll see what this one does, but this one's on people's top list. So it is very much in contention to win the top prize on Oscar night.
I'm Still Here. I never heard of that movie.
This is a Brazilian drama, and this deals with a woman confronting some of her past and things that are going on. It takes place in the past, and it's a movie about her going through some of her past with abuse. It's got a tremendous cast and powerful performances. Every year you see great dramas being nominated. This one is one of those, probably not big enough in scope or notoriety to win, but definitely deserves to be in the hunt.
Nickel Boys, another movie I never heard of.
Nickel Boys, it's based upon a huge Pulitzer-winning novel. So this is about two boys. They grew up in a reform school during the Jim Crow era. It's got a tremendous cast. It's a very deep emotional movie. And part of the reason you haven't heard about it is they did their qualifying runs during kind of the holiday season. And now this movie is slowly trickling out now that it's award season. So watch out for this movie. It's going to be released in more theaters soon, and it's called Nickel Boys.
All right, here's another made-for-TV movie, The Substance. But this one is noteworthy because one of the stars of the movie was nominated for the first time in a career, and that's Demi Moore, The Substance.
Yeah, well, let's clarify that. This actually was not made for television. This did have a full release.
Oh, did it? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mea culpa. It came out late last year, kind of in the fall, late last year. It didn't hang around theaters all that much, and that's a tragedy. This is a movie, it's kind of a movie about growing old, and Demi Moore, of course, takes a substance to have a younger self. And then, of course, as things go on, it is a horror film, and things kind of go wrong with her doing that. So Demi Moore stars in this. She won the Golden Globe. Her performance was tremendous. If for any reason alone it's to go see Demi in this movie, go see it. It's The Substance. This is another movie that really deserves to be there. And what I really like about this, it's a movie they put out, they released wide, and it just didn't stick along long in theaters, but now it's getting another life for people to see it on a big screen.
Here's why I thought it was made for TV. I couldn't see it on my sheet here. It looked like Hulu, and it wasn't Hulu. It was Mubi, the movie company. So that was my fault. I'm sorry. Demi Moore, I'm going to send her a note of apology for saying that. That wasn't right of me. All right, coming up.
Well, and you'll see that too, though. Movies are going to be on screen. Movies that are going to have made it just to streaming services by now. But like I said, you'll be able to see all of those, and we'll talk about that a little bit later coming to the big screen.
Okay, my favorite movie of the year, Wicked.
Wicked. So obviously we've got another movie coming out next year, this year, Thanksgiving. But this past Thanksgiving, I think we all enjoyed this. It was the adaptation of the Broadway musical. And Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande were just tremendous, along with Jonathan Bailey and Jeff Goldblum. The sets were great. The effects were great. The singing was great. I mean, who didn't like this movie? And I think we're all looking forward to a second one. I'd love it if this one could win. I always think of holding back to give them the win the next year when Wicked for Good comes out.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't place this in the top three to win right now. However, I'd certainly enjoy it if it did.
You know, I don't understand how you get nominated for Best Actress or Supporting Actress, because in this film, the Best Actress nominee is Cynthia Erivo for Wicked, but Best Supporting Actress is Ariana Grande. How do they decide who's the star and who's the supporting star? I mean, I don't know how they make that decision.
You know, it was funny. I thought about that last night, too, and I just didn't have time to look it up to understand, like, is it screen time? What is it? In this case, both of them were seemingly on screen for almost the same amount of time. so, but one got the Best Actress nod, the other one got the Best Supporting Actress nod. Both did very well, so we'll see who comes out on top.
Well, Cynthia's got the title role of Wicked, so maybe that's it.
Yes.
Okay, now, every year this always comes up, the snubs. And you've got a couple of snubs here, people who were left out.
Yeah, a couple of snubs. We talked about it. One was Edward Berger for Conclave. He did not get nominated. Jamie Lee Curtis did a great job as a supporting actress in the movie called The Last Showgirl that Pam Anderson was the lead in. She did not make it in. And then there were two movies. One was A Real Pain and the other was Sing Sing. So those were a couple movies that people said really should have been part of or on there. I think it was just they nominated 10 movies. They didn't nominate 12, 13, 14, 15. So that's kind of where we are. And I think they did a pretty good job, though. I didn't see any big travesties other than perhaps Edward Berger really deserved it to be the direct from the to be nominated for Best Director. There is one movie that I'll tell people to watch out for, and it's a movie hardly anyone has seen. It's an animated movie called Flow. This movie was created by a very small team in Lithuania, and it's nominated for Best Animated Feature and Best International Film. It won the Golden Globe for Animated Film. This movie could surprise. This could be a Cinderella story on Oscar night. You look at what this is going up against in terms of animation, and you've got Flow, and it's going against Inside Out 2 and The Wild Robot and a couple other films. But when you think about it, could a movie like Flow, produced by just a couple people in Lithuania, beat out Inside Out 2, a big Pixar movie being released by Disney? We'll see. We'll see if that works. But the movie Flow, you should definitely see it. It's probably going to come back into theaters. That's another movie people should check out.
Now, I'm disappointed they didn't have room in the Best Picture of the Year category for Sonic the Hedgehog. I thought for sure. Now, that didn't even make it into the animated category, which
and,
is...
Yeah, and where's Jim Carrey? Because he played two people. He played in the movie. So where is Jim Carrey's nomination for that one?
Memoir of a Snail. Did you ever hear that before?
I have not heard about that. That is in the animated category as well as another Wallace and Gromit movies in the animated category. Yeah. But I have to brush up on those.
Now, there's a category called Best International Feature. If you think back, you'll remember when it was Best Foreign Movie, Best Foreign Film. But they changed, and I don't know why they changed it, Best Foreign Movie to Best International Film. Who knows? All right, so here's the deal. Every year, Marcus Theaters takes all the Best Picture nominees, and you screen them over a couple of days. You can watch them all. You can watch one at a time. You can watch two at a time, whatever you want to do. So this year, you're going to do that again, right?
That's exactly right. We have two things going on. We are going to be bringing back all of, well, nine of the movies that were nominated for Best Picture. So we're going to have them on our screen. This will be at the Renaissance. So we're bringing them all back between February 19th and March 2nd. We'll have them all with select showings. And we're also bringing back the Best Picture Shorts and the animated category and the shorts from live action as well. So those are all coming back February 19th through March 2nd, and we'll have a passport where you can pick four of the movies and see them for just $28. So Pick four movies for $28. It's great. We'll also have other locations that are going to be showing marathon showings. So on Saturday, February 22nd and March 1st, we're going to have two Saturdays. We're showing five of the nominees apiece, and while that won't be at Renaissance, you'll be able to see that at Gurney, in Gurney, Illinois, or South Shore in Oak Creek. So great ways to see all of these movies that were nominated. Just go to marcustheaters.com/bestpicture, and you'll be able to see what we've got cooking up for this.
I think I want to catch The Brutalist, Conclave, and The Substance. I think those are the three I would pick to go see because I didn't have a chance to see them in the theaters. Hey, you know, you and I have to do our picks for the wins coming up close to March 2nd. So the Friday before March 2nd, we'll do our picks to see who's going to win. We have no idea who's going to win. We have no qualifications other than movies we like to see. But other than that, we'll do our picks. So that should be fun. Hey, Brett, thank you very much. Don't forget Major League playing in Marcus Theaters. You want to catch it? It's in honor of Bob Uecker. $5.40 it was? Is that what the price?
$5.40 for his 54 years as the voice of the Brewers. Yep.
All right, we'll talk to you next Friday, my friend.
We'll see. Have a great one, Don.
You too. Bye-bye now. All right. Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theater. It's always good to talk to Brett. On Monday, we'll be talking to Nell Minow, the movie mom, who also works for RogerEbert.com. We'll be talking about the Oscar picks as well, the Oscar nominations. But right now, it's 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Firefighters in Southern California are still battling the large wildfire.